Aleishur Chelek Beis, Shin Yud Tes, the 19th chapter is entitled Seder. The first vad, Bisfilas Mariv Anu Imrim, we say Mariv, Umsader Esakoy Chavim Bemishmer Reisehem Borokia Kirtzeinoy. Hashem arranges, he orders the stars in their watches in the sky according to his will. The key point here is Mesader. Seder meduyak leafli serer boilam. There's a remarkably precise order, arrangement in the world. Hen beavnei binyan haktantanim shelo kmo ha'atom v'ata, both in the tiny building stones of the world, such as the atom and the cell. Vehen begufei shamayim ha'adirim kashemesh v'yarech, and equally in the enormous heavenly bodies, such as the sun and the moon. Seder zeh me'id al ratzoin ha'shalet ba'olam. This order, this arrangement, testifies to a will that controls the world, ratzoin ha'borei yisbarach, the will of the Creator. Zoi achas ha're'ayos ha'choyis al ha'emunah. This is one of the, literally, the cutting proofs, the most unequivocal proofs for emunah. Im yesh bichlal tzorech bir'ayos, if there's a need for such. Ki oilam bilti mesudar lo yinuchal leter la'atzmeinu afilu b'dimyoin. A world that's not organized, a chaotic world, we can't even imagine. On the other hand, an organized, ordered world is not possible without an organizer. Equally, in the small world that the individual has to create for himself in his life, there's room for this relationship between order and will. If we see a person who's organized in his avodah, it follows that he has a strong will. Conversely, regarding a person who's disorganized, we can say unequivocally, Oy einu reitzei la'avoid, he's either not interested in avodah, oy reitzeinoi chalash mikedei lesader atzmoi v'avodasoi. His will is too weak to organize himself in his avodah. Ve'im be'avodah shel derech eretz hadvarim amurim. This is said with respect to the avodah of derech eretz, be'avodah z'Hashem alachas kamelech amah, all the more so in avodah z'Hashem. Avodah amitis lo yitetachen b'li seder. Real avodah is not possible without order, without discipline, organization. Haseder haserer ba'olam ha'gadol meid al chokhmas lebore. As we said above, the order that exists in the world at large testifies to the wisdom of the Creator. Kemo yishakasur lepasuk in Mishlei, Hashem ebe chokhma yosad oretz, koinen shamayim bisvona, b'da'atoy tamayis nivka. So there's chokhma and there's bina and there's das in order to create this world. Kachu gam ken ba'olameinu ha'katan. So in the parallel world, the world of the individual, כדי לעמוד על הסדר הנכון בחיינו, to establish the correct order in our lives, עלינו לקבוע יסי בחוכמה, בבינה ובדעס. It has to be done by applying one's mind. ואז הוא יחזיק מעמד. Then it will endure. ישאר רפוא כל אחד בעצמו. A person therefore has to estimate, to assess for himself, מה אני רוצה להשיג בעבודתי? What do I wish to accomplish? What do I wish to attain in my עבודה? When that question is answered clearly, he must ask himself, what can I do right now, given my particular resources, in order to attain my objective? These two questions have to be mulled over with seriousness. Al yidreish me'atzmo yoseh mikafi kochei. A person must not demand of himself more than he's capable of doing, ach gam lo me'at midai, but also not too little. Mitoich berurim eile, out of these clarifications, hu yagi lekvius seder prati leyomo ve'leloi. A person will come to establish an individual seder for day and night, liyom chol shelo l'shabbatoi, both for weekdays and for Shabbos. Bardas ikbal atzmo yesed anavoin. A bardas, a thinking person, will establish for himself, again, navoin here, we said before, bitvuna, an intelligent order. לא יעמיס על עצמו יוסר מדי. He must not overburden himself. כדי שלא יסמרד נגדו אחר כך, so that this should not come back boomerang against him and cause him to rebel if it's too constricting. הוא ייקח לעצמו זמן מספיק לשינה. This person will take for himself sufficient time for sleep, לארוחות, for meals, למנוחה, for rest, ולשיחה, and for socializing, conversation. אך לא יוותר בשום אופן על קביעות הזמן לתפילה מסודרת. He will not forego under any circumstances established times for organized tefillah, ועל קביעות סדרים חזקים ללימוד תורה הקדושה, and establishing strong, solid סדרים for learning. חזקים עלינו דברי חז"ל בסנהדרין דף זין. These words make an impression upon us, the words of חז"ל in Sanhedrin דף זין. אומר רב הימנונה, אין תחילת דינו של אדם נידון, אלא על דברי תורה. A person's, the beginning of one's judgment is on דברי תורה שנאמר. He quotes a pasuk, פויטר מים ראשיס מדוין. So on the drosha, on the level of drosha, מים here is Torah, ראשיס מדוין, the beginning of din. That's the beginning of judgment. Rashi explains, Techilas dinoi le'asi lavoi al divrei Torah. The beginning of his judgment, le'asi lavoi, is on words of Torah, shelo asak b'Torah, he was not involved in Torah, shepoiter Torah me'alav, that's the word in the pasuk, poiter ma'im, poiter Torah, he threw off the yoke of Torah upon himself, he reshis medonah, that's the beginning of judgment. And Rashi just adds, liberation, tiranim shelo le'maim, Torah is often compared to water, dichsiv the pasuk, I think, Yeshayahu, hoi kol tzomei lechu la'maim. Those who are thirsty go to water. So you see over here that the one who exempts himself from learning Torah at the beginning of the judgment is that. Tosfos, there. Ve'had amrina b'fekubayim b'dikin daf lamed alef amud alef. In Shabbos, we say something that seems to be contradictory. She'sha'alin lo'y nosata ve'nosasa b'emuna ve'achakach kovat eitim la'Torah. Over there, the Gemara establishes a number of questions that a person is asked when he goes to Olam HaEmes. The first one seems to be, did you conduct your business dealings faithfully? And then, kovat etim latira. And rather than what we say in Sanhedrin, where he establishes where the issue of Torah comes first, Tosfos answers, two answers. Hasam ba'adam she'isek batira ma'iri. Over there, it's talking about a person who's involved in Torah. Okay, let's leave that. Inami she'shalin lo techila al masa matan be'emuna. Alternatively, I can say that in the Gemara in Shabbos, we established that the first questions posed to him are about faithful business dealings. Nonetheless, the din, the judgment it receives is first for divrei Torah, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin speaks about din, techilas dinoi shel adam. So the one Gemara is talking about the sequence of questions, and the other Gemara is talking about the din that he receives. Okay. At any rate, harei adam she'asak b'Torah, שאלים עושה עוד אם קבע איתים לתורה. What we take out of this is that a person who was involved in Torah is nevertheless asked if he established fixed times for it. היינו אם היו לו סדרים לעסק בתורה. He's asked whether he had a seder, that's what we call it, this designated period of time to learn is called a seder, an organized, established time. כי הבדל גדול הוא בין אדם שלמד תורה אבל בלי סדרים קבועים ובין מי שמסודר בלימודוי. There's a large difference, a great difference between a person who learned Torah but without established times and somebody who learned in an organized way. שבוודאי זה האחרון יצליח לעין ארוך יוסר. Certainly, the latter will succeed immeasurably more. וגם הוא עסק במסע ומתן כדי פרנססי. What we also see in the sugya is that also a person is involved in making a livelihood, חייב לקבוע עיתים לתורה, is obligated to establish times for Torah, ועל עסק התורה הוא ראשיס ועיקר דינוי. The beginning and the ikar of his judgment is on involvement in Torah. מעתה, having said all of this, ראשיס ההסלמדוס שלנו בסדר יסבויננוס. The beginning of our exercises in this topic of Seder is reflection, contemplation. מה אנחנו רוצים? What is it that we want? That is the first question. כאשר מצאנו תשובה על שאלה ראשונה זו, when we know clearly, when we have some clarity about this question, what is it that we are aiming for, what do we wish to accomplish in our learning, etc., then נשאל עצמנו, we ask ourselves again, מה אנחנו, כפי מצבנו כועס, יכולים לעשות כדי להוציא רצוננו לפועל ממש? What can we, given our current situation, current circumstances, what can we do, what can I do to actualize this desire that I have, this objective that I have. Achareze, having answered both questions, then nikba latzmen eser yomim. We must then establish a seder yom. Mosai lishkav lishoyim, mosai lakum. When to go to sleep and when to arise. Mosai lispalel v'chamazman losas latzmen lachas boike. When to daven, which minyan, and how much time to allot for breakfast. V'chein seder kol hayom. So too for the rest of the day. V'neida klal gadol zeh. We need to know this great principle. Seder me'id al ratzon. Order testifies to will. V'ratzon amiti muchach lispatel b'seder. A true will, a strong will, must be expressed. It will manifest itself in an organized person. Gam legabei kviyas seder hayom. Here too, as above in all the ve'adim, establishing one's order, noheg klal gadol ba'avodah, is subject to the great principle in avodah. Tofasta merubei lo tofasta, tofasta mu'at tofasta. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Kviyas ha-sederim tzicha lios kach she'adam lo yargish es atzmo yaseh midai kavul. Establishing one's seder must be such that the person will not feel himself too bound, too restricted. Ki im ha-sederim yaseh midai meitzer lo, if the organization, if the establishment of the day is too constricting, ho'alu lo yorer es kach merida, that might stimulate one's want to revolt. Just to cast off the entire yoke of organization. If we've already established the order of our day, then what's incumbent upon us is to observe it consistently. This is not something easy. Nonetheless, we need to know that success in avodah depends on this, on observing the seder hayom consistently. Harav Simcha Zissel Mikyom Zichro Yagen Alo Mamchish Es Inyan HaSeder B'Tziur Misharsheres Shel Margaliyos. He illustrated the concept of seder with an appeal to a pearl necklace. Sheyesh La Manul Katan. It has a tiny clasp. If we then investigate, what is the ikar, the pearls or the clasp? Seemingly, it seems that the pearls are the expensive thing over here. However, if there's no clasp at the end of the bracelet, the chain, whatever, one's going to lose all the pearls and stay left with a little thread. We see over here that the clasp is fundamental. That was the mashal, now the nimshal. The person is like a string of pearls. He's full of powers, talents, abilities, capacities. Seder resembles then the clasp. If he doesn't have, if he's not organized, he just spreads himself to thin, things just become scattered. All of his abilities become scattered. He remains empty. We see from here how great a fundamental idea, fundamental in life, is seder. Observing, as we said, the theme of this vad is to observe one's seder yom. It requires chizuk. It requires continued commitment. Once in a while, a person will have to interrupt a pleasant conversation because of it, because the seder now demands that I do something else, and therefore I need to put the phone down or whatever it is. Once in a while, one will have to stop something that one enjoys doing because of the seder. Once in a while, one will have to overcome physical weakness because the seder demands it. And once in a while, one will have to postpone some important matter because of the seder. Here, the rule is akshan yatzliach. The stubborn person will succeed. Stubborn in a positive sense of being consistent. One should establish a few minutes, a time of a few minutes in the evening before going to bed, to scan the day, to contemplate it. How were the sederim observed? In brackets, Admoir kiyem be'atzmoi b'meshech shanim, ma'amar Rabbi Yoina, so Rabbi Yerucham for years fulfill the statement of Rabbeinu Yoina in Sha'arei Teshuvah, based as Vav, Yifkedem Livkorim Velirgayim Yivchenem, to scan them, scan the day, moment by moment. V'rasham kol yom ma'aseh b'chol dakos hayom. So Rabbi Yerucham wrote down every day what he did with every minute of the day. A summary. Va'ad shelishi. The Gemara in Seita Daf Mem Tes, Omer Rova, miyom shechorav beis hamikdash, from the day that beis hamikdash was destroyed, kol yom v'yom kilel asei merubah mishel chaviroi. Every day brings with it renewed curses. Shenema, the Pasuk says in the Tei Chacham, b'boiker tomar miiten erev, in the morning you'll say, ah, I wish it was night, of erev tomar miiten boiker, in the evening you'll say, alevai it was morning. So the Gemara asks, hey boiker, when the person says in the evening, alevai it should be boiker, ilema boiker de lemachar, if he's talking about the following morning, miyedamahave, how can he know it'll be better? Why should he pine for the next morning when he doesn't know it might be even worse? Ela de chalif. No, the Pasuk's talking about the previous morning. In the evening he says, it's so bad now, I advise it was at least like yesterday morning. Ve'ela alma amay mekayim, seeing that there is so and there's so much klala in the world, what does the world stand on? Answer, akedusha besidra, the kedush of Uva Letzion Goel, that little paragraph at the end of davening, after the Amida, ve'ayehei shemeh rabba de agadata. And on that response, Yeheshmi Rabba, that we say after Agadata Shinema, Rova quotes a pasuk, Eretz Afesa Kmo Eifel Tzalmaves Veloy Sedorim. It speaks about the shadow of death, no order, chaos. Hayesh Sedorim Tufim Eifel. When there is order, it emerges from the darkness. Rashi comments, Akdusha de Sidra, why dafka that? Seder Kdusha. That Seder, it's an organized, yeah, that Kedusha that we say just before Aleinu, Shelo Yitiknua Ela Shehu Kol Yisrael Iskin B'Torah B'Chol Yom. Chazal established that as part of davening, so that all of Klal Yisrael should have a little bit of Torah every day. Davar Mu'at, Sheomer Ki Asov V'Targumo, you read those psukim and the Targum, V'hen Ki Oiskei B'Torah. It's something of learning, it's like learning because you learn the Pasuk, you learn the translation, it tells you what the Pasuk means, it's a little bit of learning. וכיוון שנהג בכל ישראל, בתלמידים ובעמי הארץ, this applies to everyone equally, to the תלמידים, more learned, מארץ, ויש כאן שתיים, it has two properties, קדושת השם ותלמוד תורה, it establishes קדושה, קדוש, 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 and it's, like we said, something of learning, חביבו, it's beloved. וכן יהי שמה רבה, שמברך שונין אחר האגדה, that responds, שהדרשן דורש ברבים בכל שבס, Darshan used to give a drasha every Shabbos in public. Vayuna agin kach, they used to respond in that way. Veshama yunik batzin kol ha'am lishmo. It was large gatherings. Everyone came to hear. Lefi she'enu yom shel melacha. Because it's Shabbos and not melacha. Ve'yesh kan Torah v'kiddush Hashem. And therefore again, there's Torah and kiddush Hashem, that combination. Says the author, Kasher beis ha'mikdash haya kayam. When the beis ha'mikdash operated, ירד על העולם שפריו של ברכה בהרס פנים. There was a tremendous flow, abundance in הרס פנים. אחרי החורבן נסתם השפע הזה ובמקומו בא הסתר פנים. After the destruction, that flow is blocked and in its stead we have הסתר פנים. ברבוי זה ימים, as time goes on, החושך הולך וגויבר ורבה מבוכה. Darkness increases gradually, and confusion increases. Hein b'chayim ha'medinim v'kalkaliim, both in political life, economics, v'hein b'ruchanios, in spiritual matters, also just greater and greater darkness. Hein b'klal v'hein b'prat, both as far as the nation is concerned, as far as individuals, there's less and less clarity. Kol zeis mipnei she'avidas ha'korbanos b'teila, that's because Beis HaMikdash is not here. The Avodah of Korbanos is null and void. Shehi kirvais klal Yisrael v'eskol olam kulei zeborei, ele borei zeborach. That Avodah drew near klal Yisrael and the whole world to the Creator. Uvaze patcha tzinoros shel shefa bracha. And by doing so, it opened these conduits of bracha. Ach soif soif, harei klal Yisrael kayam. But still, despite everything, klal Yisrael endures. V'olam al tiloi oimed, the world still stands. Uvhe'ader avodah beis hamikdash, so when there's no avodah, al ma kayam olam b'chol, so how does the world endure? What reserves does it have still to make it endure? תרחו חזל וחיפשו מינימום של תורה וקידוש השם הנוהג בכל ישראל. Chazal went to the trouble of searching for that minimum of Torah and Kiddush Hashem that all of Klal Yisrael fulfill. Asher b'gilalo ilam ra'oi l'iskem, for which the world still deserves to endure. Umatzu shnei sederim k'tanim elam, they found these two sederim, ha'kedusha be'uva le'tzion, that kedusha, yo kadosh kadosh kadosh, sheyesh bah gam ha'targum וגם התרגום, it also has the targum, and therefore we said it counts like Torah, והקדיש אחרי הדרשה בשבס, and that, קדיש דה רבנן, of the אגדתא. והכלל הגדול בזה, as חזל put it at the end of the tzugya, ha, יש סדורים תופיע מאויפל, when there's order, when things are organized, things emerge from the darkness. כל אחד יכול להרגיש בזה, if an individual can feel this, can sense this, בתום יום מסודר, Nachadatu shel Adam. At the end of an organized day, a person's mind is at rest. He's tranquil. Bergisha sheim haya male umutzlach. He feels that day was full. It was successful. It was complete. Uveyom ha'depagra, in contrast, when it's a day off, when it's bein hazmanim or whatever, uveyom ha'depagra, shesedarim haregilim betelim, one's usual seder hayom is negated. Velo yiskil haseder atzmo, as if the person wasn't sufficiently intelligent to organize his day, hayom over bli kachas uvli teis, the day passes without accomplishment. Uvseifoi machshava nugu, at the end of it, a depressing thought, hakazeh hayom toiv, is that a good day? What was the point of it? It's just wasted, it seemed to have slipped through one's fingers. Vehaya im tifgoish adam navoch b'chol inav, if you find a person is just confused in all of his matters, he's not lacking direction, מסופק בעצמוי ומסופק בהשקפי סב. He's doubtful about himself. He's doubtful about his outlook. תרוד בעסקים קטנים. He's just involved in the pitchifkes and the tiny little things here and there, the immediate things. ואין רואה עשי לפניו. He doesn't see a future ahead of him. לך ובדויק סדרי חייו. Search for discipline in his life. ותמצא שאין המסודר. You'll find that he's not organized. ובאין סדר, אין רצוין. A point we made before. Without organization, well, that's a reflection of no will. ומה פלא שאדם זה שקוע בחושך ומגשש כיבר בצהריים? Is it surprising such a person is immersed in darkness and groping around like a blind man in the noonday sun? ולגבי דידן, as far as we are concerned, יש עוד למלאיס חלל ריק. There's still an empty space that must be filled here. לימויס חול כבר קבענו לעצמנו סדר. In the previous ועדים, we established for ourselves a seder for weekdays. ואיך שאנו שומעים את זה? To some extent, we observe it. When it comes to Shabbos Yom Tov, it's still very much not organized. And specifically, these days which are geared towards growth, they pass without growth. Even worse, it's just days of idleness. A person has to establish for these days also a seder, a capacious seder. Shetehebo menocha, it must include rest as well, ach gam tera u'kdusha, but also tera u'kdusha. V'ulan izke al yedezu lit'oim ta'ama shel Shabbos. Perhaps through this, we'll merit to taste the taste of Shabbos. Harei to'yamea chayim zachu, as the Pasuk says. Those who taste it, chayim zachu. Ad kan.